Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the NBL News Podcast, joined by Jackson and Aiden once again. How good is it to have the NBL back this weekend?
It's great. There's no Monday Boss as well, so that's also bonus.
It was very good, but I was very disappointed that I couldn't go to the throwdown this week because I had basketball on. But yeah, very excited to have it back.
I guess you're lucky. It wasn't the best throwdown. It was probably one of the worst throwdowns we've seen. It was pretty boring.
It's been the worst two back-to-back throwdowns. The first one and the second one has been
pretty good year for throwdowns. But I think we should start off and with Isaac Humphries. I mean, it was incredible to see his announcement. It was the day after we recorded, so we haven't mentioned it. It's been pretty much a whole week, but it's pretty big announcement. I guess a shock to a lot of people, and he's finally let loose. He got his first dunk on Thursday against Adelaide.
Yep.
He's come out as the first. Gay, well, not the first, but the how do I word this correctly? The only active gay player in professional men's basketball. So good on him. We appreciate Isaac Humphries. And it was cool to see the Phoenix wear those the rainbow logo.
Yep.
That was pretty cool to see. He was pretty pumped about that. But you guys got anything to say about Humphries?
If you want to wear one of those shirts, both clubs are selling it online. That's all I'm gonna say to that.
Yep, buy them up. Capitalism.
Yeah. Make money for the clubs.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was cool. Cool little announcement. Shows how tough it's been his whole life. But
it's also shown how far this country in particular has come in terms of LGBTQI+ rights.
I just want to say sport in general.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we look at Qatar at the moment. And it's a very different situation. But just how far, like, basketball has come and sport in general and Australia has come in terms of that.
Australians leading the way. The soccer player, Josh Cavallaro, the first in professional soccer. So also Australia's leading the way in all aspects of sport.
That's why Josh was superior numerical. I mean, what?
But anyway, let's move on to some reviews and talk about what's happened else during the week. I think we should talk about the Illawarra. They're in shambles. Not only the way they're playing, they're 1-9 right now, but the news come out about their organization. Some rumor, I didn't even hear this rumor that they were moving to Sydney in 2026.
Well,
where did that come from?
It's been like, you remember the whole, they changed the name
Hawks.
A couple of years ago, and that was always the plan that they'd share games around Canberra, Western Sydney, Illawarra, you know. Like Newcastle was thrown around a bit as well, but like it's been thrown around for a bit, but it hasn't been like concrete like this. And it's always been, you know, they share a couple of games and it hasn't been just Sydney. So it's a bit different.
But
now.
it was an interesting statement though. Like why did they release it today? What was the rumor about?
Well, did Matt Logue say something? Everybody was tagging him in stuff about it.
Maybe I missed it in his article, but if you haven't already, article came out by Matty Logue this week. I think it was you talked to Xavier Raffin Mays, and he fought him, AC Antonius Cleveland, Isaac White, Harry Frawling, those guys that are all playing for other clubs now. They all thought they would be coming back to Illawarra. End of season meeting, they all said, let's run it back. We can build something special. They did this even after Gordon left. They were like, Jacob's still at the helm. He's pretty much, he's assistant coach. Let's run it back. We can do something special. None of those four guys return. And they make a lot of changes. And as Gordon said in the one of the NBL podcasts, there's so many NBL podcasts now, but one with Liam Sanrea last week, he said that I think the pieces that he thought Jacob was left with, they weren't there. Like, they're not the pieces he expected to be there. And it just shows why they're 1-9 right now. The organization is in a shambles. What do you reckon, Aiden? What do you think of the Hawks?
They need help. I don't even know. It's just, they're lost. I've got no, it's a bit sad to be honest to hear, because Gordon kind of gave Jacob, if that, you know, what all the reports are true, the best package deal, as he said in the podcast. It was one of the best deals that could have ever happened. We all met, well, I already met, but you both met Dory on Thursday.
Yep.
Yeah, Thursday. Look, they're more than the champions. They're really in the mud. Like, we thought Brisbane went bad when the offseason started, but this is worse. This team could be in registration. What they were a few years ago. They might go in.
Go under. NBL.
Yeah, go under again.
Yeah.
I don't really see them surviving this after the season, but that's not my hot take. I can tell you that now. That isn't my hot take, but
it's definitely hard to see. I mean, you can even just blatantly look at the attendance. They're getting about 2,000 people per game. But then again, they are getting Monday night games. So it's
is that deliberate from the league? Who knows?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, how do you keep this team alive? They made the semifinals the last 2 years. I still think there's a good fan base there. When they made finals, they get that arena packed out, as we've seen in the last two semifinals. They pack out that arena, but it's not good attendance wise. The organization's not good. They're 1-9. I mean, what can you do from here? We'll also get into the import change as well. They've already made two import changes this season.
Yeah. But,
well, I don't have to write what locals Jackson, as well. I don't know how to write mix.
But Jackson, what do they do from here, not only from a playing standpoint to get their season back, but as an organization to get back as a successful club in the league that can just continue to compete with good crowds?
Well, I don't have that answer. But you look at what Cairns has done this offseason, right? They build around young talent and they signed these young guys on big 2-year, 3-year deals. Like, you look at Antonio, 3 years, Wartenberg, 2 years.
Let Mayen,
Quoll, Pinder, Mayen, a bunch of other guys. Like, they just build up and they build this culture. And like, Illawarra kind of has that. You know, they've got Froling, who is their captain. And how old is he? Like 23? 22,
yeah.
22?
But they lost a lot of, there's been a huge player turnover. Yeah. That's
like,
they had that culture last year.
Yeah.
And it's just disappeared.
Well, they lose their captain in Ogilvy, who retired. They lose Harry Froling. They lose.
Did they lose him or did he get forced out? I don't know.
Well, wasn't Conrad forced? Oh, yeah, true. Conrad was forced out 2 years ago when new ownership came in. Yeah. And then he came back out of retirement twice.
He was already in the club. He just wasn't.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Isaac White.
Raffinay. Maybe.
Yeah, Emina was he's a guy that should be in the NBL. Yeah, so a lot of turnover, and what can you do at the moment? You just hope that they're new.
They remind me of North Melbourne right now in the AFL. Just a little, just a little. Not as bad as North Melbourne, but I don't know. It could be North Melbourne and Essendon combined.
I'll ask this question quickly. It's not a question I'll ask later on in the final five, but would this team have over 5 wins if Gorgeon was still head coach?
Yeah,
Gorgeon would make finals.
Gorgeon would have his team third in the ladder.
Can you blame any of this mess on Brian Gorgeon?
No.
No.
Because I reckon during that season, they would have gone into the mindset knowing that he might not be coming back.
Yeah.
During that last season, not during, you know, but yeah. I reckon, like, during a blitz, I reckon you could tell that
We could talk about the import change now as well. They replaced George King, and even that whole situation right now, it sounded like they were trying to get rid of him for weeks, and they eventually got rid of him, but it was at the end of the FIBA break. Like, he had 2 whole weeks to bring someone in, and you finally get rid of him after the FIBA break, and they do it so he got injured, and I say injured, I don't know if he actually was. But they do it so, you know, they don't have to contract and all the logistics in the way. But either way, I mean, it's the way they replaced him, it wasn't that good. And they signed Michael Frazier, former Wildcats player from last season.
Jackson's favorite player.
Yep.
And look, he didn't have the best of seasons in the NBL. They're really picking from scraps, I guess. Is that the right way to say it? But
picking from scraps, jeez.
I mean,
that's a bit harsh.
It's harsh, but I'll tell you why. I mean, you can say maybe he wasn't in the right situation with Perth last year. He had all this pressure, and he did have a last cup, good couple last games for Perth.
Well, he did play solid and then he got pushed out.
Yeah.
But there was three games. I mean, maybe you can say he didn't fit in well, but there was three games straight where he had 0 points in over 15 minutes last season. There was, I mean, you look at where he's played since the Wildcats last game. He's played for Team USA. That's it. His last Team USA game, exactly a week ago today, fouled out in 10 minutes against Colombia. So I'm just saying, is it really the best import
I
can get in that scenario?
Jackson, I will say this. If, like, Frazier was never meant to be Perth's guy. You just look at who they had on that roster, and it's like, why do you sign another 2-3 when you already had Blanchfield, Travers, Sherville? Who else am I thinking of? You know, they already had that Vic Law. They already had tons. And what they needed is a big guy. And instead they signed Hodgson and they got in Frazier when they needed big man depth. And like, you look at Illawarra's roster at the moment and you think, why do they need another 2-3? Like,
they need a big,
they need a four. They need somebody that can do all the dirty work, like a
John Jordan. Brown.
don't give
I reckon more of a Robert Franks type of guy is what they need right now.
Yeah.
Victor, like, Robert Franks.
Just somebody, a big, because as good as Deng Deng is, he's not a starter in this league.
No. Nah.
And they just don't have that guy. Like, you can start Froling at the five, you can start him at the four, but they need somebody in that four, to help five him. Spot.
They
to
need
help.
Help. And their bench depth hasn't been the best. I mean, they've given opportunities to Madronia and Hickey and guys like that, but
Lockie Dent.
Yeah. But then again, they got rid of guys like Isaac White and Emmett Nard that I think are much better guys off the bench.
I think we might have overhyped Mango in previous episodes last year.
Yeah.
But he's still coming. I don't know. Mango doesn't fit this team.
What do you think of this import change, Aiden?
It's a meme. Let's remember with it. It's a meme. Look, I hope Frazer does well. I really do. I'm not gonna have a gun to his head like I did with Caroline, but I hope he does well. I really do. But this team reminds me of New Zealand last season with the whole guards debacle they had.
Chesson Randall and those guys, yeah.
Siva,
I will say this, when I saw, because I got it through an Illawarra Hawks media release, when I got it, I kind of laughed. Like,
you thought it wasn't real? You thought you were still asleep?
I thought it wasn't. Yeah, like, I thought I've been trolled here because of what happened last year with my press conference incident and all that stuff.
Look, but, I took a nap and I woke up and I saw it. Our post, and I was like, this isn't right. This isn't me. I'm sure I'm dreaming.
But like, I've got it up here. They sent out a Word doc and like
a Word doc. Jeez.
Dude. Yeah. Well, they sent out an email with like PDF, Word doc, whatever. And it's just quotes. And it's like, this has like, and it's 100% legit. So I thought I was being trolled, but I wasn't. Yeah. In the end.
We'll see how it pans out. But
like, I have no doubt Frazer can play. Is he the right?
Is he better than George King?
That's what I mean.
They've gone smaller. They needed bigger. Well,
they got defense in Frazier.
If they play Frazier on Sunday against Phoenix, they're gonna get killed. Like, I know they beat them last time, but they've got no bigs to stop.
Well, we'll talk about the Hawks last game. I mean, it was a terrible way to finish for them. But Sean Bruce, the game winner in the corner, kind of deja vu to the Kings last game.
Who would have thought? Sean Bruce.
Sean Bruce for a game winner.
The man from Horsham. Game winner.
Now, there was a lot of debate whether it was a two or a three. But, man, I looked at all the pictures I could find, all the images, freeze frames, whatever you could get. It looked like a three. It was very, very close. And had he been a size, I don't know what size shoe if his size shoe was about two sizes bigger, it would have been a two. So, very lucky to get that three off and get the win. But without
the umpire's call, there was no definitive answer to it.
There wasn't a definitive angle on any camera.
Yeah, which I find very hard to believe how they could not find a perfect angle of it. But
yeah.
But yeah, terrible way for the Hawks to finish the week.
Comrades, truth, miss true throws.
Kings were missing Cooks, and I feel like they still should have done better. If they want to prove themselves as genuine contenders. They should have beaten a bottom of the table team without two of their imports, in my opinion. They should have demolished them. Logged them. Even yes. without their best player, I feel like they should have won.
But credit to the Hawks, they played really well.
Even more. Yeah. Got to give
Harvey had 30 plus, didn't
Harvey
he?
Harvey finally yep. went off yeah. again. But the question is, for how long?
Yeah.
He always plays well against Sydney for some reason.
He's going to play well at John Cain Arena as well. I'm going to say, like, John Cain Arena is a great spot for any interstate team to actually play well at. Just found it.
But let's hope the Hawks get back on track. I think we've talked enough about them.
it's a depressing talk about each week. But yeah.
Breaks and Cairns. Now, these are two teams that have not only exceeded our expectations. I had them bottom two, these teams, but I think they exceeded basically everyone's expectation. I don't think many people had either of these teams, even in the top six, going into the season. And they've just built a solid team. You look at the Breakers. I think it's fairly easy to say they've got the best three imports in the league right now. And Cairns have just built a team that can, you can move any player on that roster down a position or up a position. They've just got such a great team. And it's Adam Ford is well and truly in front for winning coach of the year, in my opinion. I don't know if you guys agree with that, but what do you make of the Breakers in Cairns this season, Jackson?
Well, it's right between Ford and Modi, in my opinion, for coach of the year, just because of what they've come from. And, I'm not surprised that much by Cairns. I mean, I am a bit surprised in how many games they've won.
So far.
So far. But New Zealand is a bit more of a shock to me that they're doing this well. Like, and I guess coaching change has a whole lot to do with it.
Without Shamir.
I mean, when they don't have Shamir as the sixth man, I think their rotation works a bit better. But
100%.
But like, they're just doing so well at the moment, and they're top two in offensive and defensive rating, I'm pretty sure. And you know, everybody that has done that in previous years has made a grand final. Like Melbourne was it 2 years ago? Perth in that same season was also 1 and 2. And they're just really well, how would I say this? I wouldn't say trained. They're just really well put together at the moment. So.
Yeah, their starting five is unreal. Aiden, would you agree that their three imports,
which ones?
Breakers three imports.
Yes.
Would they all be in the top 10 players in the league right now? All 100%. Three of them.
All. Or Brentley, maybe not. Harden and Brown, definitely. Bradley, yep. I feel like
he's on the brink.
He's top 15.
Yeah.
Look, I was questioning the Harden signing when he got signed. I was like, oh no, he's a bit undersized. He might struggle. Completely the opposite. He's killing it.
It doesn't matter because everybody's gone undersized this year except for like United and Brisbane. Like
no, but I mean like I was just surprised how athletic he actually is. Like his size, I was like, he's not gonna move around a lot. He'll be like Andy
he's a beast.
He's a beast. And then Brantley going in, I think me and you questioned it at the time.
I thought it was a really good signing.
I just thought it was like, you know, it was a good signing, but the fit at the time, I didn't know how he was gonna fit with the other imports and Abercrombie or not. And then Brant off the bench, that's the biggest bargain I've ever seen in the NBL.
Yeah,
so
he's unreal. He's unreal.
He needs to well, it might go into your hot take later, but it needs to stay around.
Yeah. Well, Breakers should re-sign all those three imports immediately because they are looking good. But one thing they need to do, get that attendance up. There was only like 3,000 people there at Trust Arena.
How big is the attendance in Trust normally?
I think it's 4,000. So they definitely could have fit more people in the building. But they play at Spark this Sunday, so they should be getting good crowds because this is definitely the best Breakers team we've seen.
I feel like
I've been mentioning it every week, but
yeah,
those numbers got to go up because this team has been unreal this season, and so has Cairns. I mean, they've just figured Shannon's out.
Scott has surprised me. I
100%.
You guys were bagging him in the off season. You were saying, "Why the hell did they sign this guy?"
I was questioning.
And look what he's doing.
I was questioning. I will admit, I was questioning. He's flying under my radar. He's
Would you say he's second team? I wouldn't say he's first team, but would you say he's second team?
No, he needs more points, I reckon.
Right.
Like, assists and turnover ratio, he's great. That's a great ratio. But I reckon he just needs a few more points. If you know what I mean. Like,
and DJ Hogg, I was questioning his signing as well. He's fitting perfectly.
My guy, Wartenberg,
for Rookie of the Year. They're just, and now they're adding to him a callback in his side.
He needs to stay on the bench. That's all I said.
Come off the bench.
Yep.
And man, this Cairns team looks really good. And
the 3-4 players are great. The Cookses, the Creeks, the DJ Hogs, the Brantleys, the Kellys. Yeah. They're just
It would
solid.
Just be interesting to see how they go further on in the season. If guys get injured, who have they got backing up? Is their depth good enough? I feel like if they lose Hogue for Cairns and Martin
for New Zealand are two dangerous players they can't
lose. Yeah, 100%. So hopefully, touch wood.
Because Martin, no one's backing him up. Like,
no injuries happen with those two teams, but
maybe we've just cursed him. Who knows?
They've built some really solid squads and their coaches have been unreal. So it shows that you can build a team on any budget in the league. Anyway, Melbourne United, they're still playing like Melbourne United. In my opinion, even with the addition of Marcus Lee and Chailey was out again.
Worse with Marcus Lee.
I just don't see them at all winning a championship. There's just no way. There's no way they can even finish. It would be so hard to see them finish in the top four. This team right now, I just can't see it.
Marcus Lee. Look, they with him playing on Saturday. I thought he'd just get a tick and wouldn't be actually playing. But they had to play Newley at the two at some stages during that game. That's a worry if you're playing Newley at the two. Nothing against Brad; he's a great guy. But if you're playing Brad Newley at the two, Boucher not playing, that's a deep worry.
I think this thing is. I think it's just been poor roster construction this year.
Well, it isn't on their fault.
Yeah,
three of their main guys last year left.
I was going to say Jack White, Dele, JLA, some of those guys I didn't expect to leave.
I would have taken that back.
They definitely didn't expect Dele and Jack White to leave, I reckon. So they had some problems with the roster going into the season. And Huck Porty, how can we forget he gets injured for the season as the next star? So I guess you can't blame them, but still.
Maybe Crowley's right. Who knows?
As a team like United, you still got to have the depth going into a season, and they just don't have it.
Well, they're not finding Chris enough. They're not finding Golding enough in their looks. So he had, three attempts at halftime last game against Phoenix?
Yeah. Jackson, what do you think of United?
They're in a world of hurt at the moment with Illy and his concussion issues.
Yeah.
Like, who knows if he'll even be back this season. Like, we were in that post game against Adelaide and Vickman was saying, hopefully he'll be back before the end of the season. And it's like, that's a real possibility that he may not play again this year. And
it's tough.
Look, if he doesn't come back, they aren't making finals.
They might not
they
even
are making
the play-in.
Play-in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
they're in a tough situation.
Look, they still beat Perth twice, though.
Yeah.
But
they're up and down, like, this game where they look like a solid team. Then it's just like, they lose to Adelaide, they lose to the Phoenix. It's just very up and down. It's just not a consistent team and probably not one of the better teams we've seen in the last few years from Melbourne United. But I want to quickly mention a Jack Jumpers member that got banned for life. I think their membership was banned for life. I don't know if they're banned for life for all Tassie games, but apparently they threw a clapper at the Breakers players. And I love the Breakers reaction after the game, shushing the crowd,
giving them the bird. You like that as well?
Yeah, I saw that. Barry Brown gave them the bird. I mean, they're all up and about it. So the Breakers enjoyed it. But Felix said he was at the game. He said that it was just the clappers, when you clap them.
The first one, the first one, I reckon it was the second one. They shot of someone like playing.
There's no way a broken clapper would make the distance on the second one.
The first one I can see. That one makes sense. The second one, I'm very unlikely to think a clapping fly that fly. Oh, hi.
Maybe
we've got four corporates. We've got Dean Vickerman apparently, and we've got.
I saw that. Yeah, but it's interesting. I don't think we've seen a member in the NBL life band for a while.
Whatever. Have said maybe like a 5-year ban, but not I can remember. That's a bit harsh. I thought it was a bit harsh too,
but
like I mean, get a ban, that's fine.
When you got people waiting in line for memberships, if anything does one minor thing wrong, you're out the door. Next person.
That's the luxury of Tassie right now.
That's what I go to.
They're like, yeah, who cares? We got someone else come and take his spot. He's making money.
Maybe they shouldn't play games in Launceston. Well, maybe it's the Launceston fans.
Scott Rofter. Scott Rofter.
No, don't talk bad about Launceston. My family's from Launceston.
Hot take of the week.
Okay, well, your first. Evan, we've established this.
We've discussed this.
All right, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Wait, is this the same one?
This is Brisbane related.
Oh, that's not the one you had.
James Duncan will be fired before the Bullets get a new import.
Jeez.
Oh my gosh.
It's
elaborate.
It sounds like Brisbane aren't close to getting import. I listened to Olgan and Kane's podcast just before, and they've talked to James Johnson and Andre Roberson, but are those two guys coming? James Johnson's playing in the NBA right now. Roberson hasn't played in 2 years. He went on to say that they aren't close to signing an import. And I just, the way Brisbane are.
They weren't too bad against Cairns.
Yeah, but let's be honest. I don't think Baines is just not getting the opportunities he should. He's playing against Sam Warnenberg, a rookie center. He should be dominating. You know, he should be getting every time down the court, about every 3 and 5 times down the court, he should be giving the ball in the post and absolutely bodying him every time. But that's not happening. I think he shot more threes than twos that game, Baines. And yes, he's a good 3-point shooter, but that physicality in the post hasn't been used as much. And I don't know. That's my argument, I guess.
They're playing Rasmus Bach over. Oh, what's his face? Yeah, I know they're two different positions, but they're playing. Their roster, you know.
I just don't know what his rotations. Like, what's his rotations? He's just.
I like his bigs. His bigs are good. I know he hasn't played Baines enough, but his bigs is in. They're contributing in a way.
I don't know. I just. It's not working.
Who are you taking instead of Duncan?
Rob Beveridge.
Okay. Jackson, you can go first. You could take. I'll send my answer.
God rest my soul. Michael Fraser will average 15 plus points for Illawarra.
Oh, okay. Our hot takes were completely different. You were worried about nothing.
Okay.
I reckon Harvey will not be at the Hawks by the end of the season.
What?
He'll be gone.
Okay.
He's going to walk out of the club. I don't know. But he won't be part of the club.
By the end of the season? Or by, like,
before the end of the season.
Oh, before? Jeez.
That's why I said it's a hot take. That's why I said you'll like it. They're going to turn him over instead of
finally. You know what? You know what? I can see that happening.
Mm.
The way they are at the moment.
That's what I mean. If their guard turnover, they could get rid of Harvey and then someone else could pick him up.
It's not like the last year of his contract, though. He's got another one after this.
Exactly.
That's what I mean. That's why I'm saying it. I was going to say Sam, but that was a bit harsh. Sam would probably stay for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like him. A good one. Jackson's one is, I guess. I mean, who else has got to score points for Hawks? So, you know, what can you do?
Look, I'm keeping my hopes up. He averaged 17 and a bit in his last 3 games for Perth, so.
If he starts, will he average 15 or you don't care if starting or
bench? I don't care if he starts. Same with Manic a couple of weeks back.
You know what? You said Manic and Manic went fiery. So Fraser could drop 15 on
Phoenix. I did Manic twice in a row, so.
Look. I'm hoping he doesn't drop 15 on the Phoenix because that'd be ugly to see. But
will they still win games with him though? Probably not.
I don't know. I reckon he can average 15, but they won't win many games. They've got no one that likes to rebound.
All right. 5 rapid questions. Here we go. Is Derek Pardon the best center in the league? Center.
True center. Yes.
Pinder and Cooks don't count.
Pinder counts. He's been starting at 5.
I think he's more a power forward.
Okay, no.
Oh, no. I reckon Source might be, but I don't know. No. I said yes originally.
This is not a yes no question, but what is the best rivalry in the NBL?
Perth Adelaide and Daylight.
Perth Adelaide. I was just saying New Zealand Perth at times, but they don't really fight.
Yeah, not anymore.
Perth and New Zealand 6 years ago, 7 years ago now, but not at the moment. They still have great games, but
I'm gonna say Sydney Olara still. I took what Sean Bruce's reaction. I reckon Sydney Olara the best rival.
Yeah. Is this the worst crop of imports since the 18-19 NBL season?
It was in the 18-19
Or just since then, since around 2019, before the 19-20 season. Is this the worst crop 18-19
Can we go through this later?
Tariqa White won.
I'm just saying the last three seasons. This is the worst import selection out of the last, from 19-20 onwards.
Brisbane didn't have great imports. Who did Cairns have?
Was this is rapid. Trimble? Come on.
No, 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 it's not. No. I'm going over now.
No. When Joe Chi comes back to Southeast Melbourne Phoenix, are they a top two team?
No.
No. And they're better without him.
And
it's crazy.
Would you take Keanu Pinder over Jack White in the Boomer squad?
Nah. Jack can shoot the free morning. Pinder. Sorry, Jackson, but I reckon Pinder's not.
Yeah, I wouldn't be taking Pinder over Jack White. I'd be taking him over other guys, though.
There you go. Right. Tips for the week. Let's finish it off.
Before we continue with the tips, every time we tip a team, they always use the opposite, so don't take it seriously. Just put it that way.
All right, Thursday, Perth, Adelaide.
Adelaide. So Perth basically. Adelaide. No, Adelaide. Adelaide, truly. I'll be honest. Truly, Adelaide will win.
Wow. All right. Jackson?
Perth.
I have to say, well, my Adelaide hot take is now broken after their last loss against Breakers, so I can say Perth. Cairns Breakers in Cairns. Now that will be a good game.
Well, it's the last game that they had wasn't the best.
Much, and then it's a blowout. I don't know. New Zealand.
I'm saying Cairns home game. Yep.
Home games being crap, all guys. Come on, let's be real.
Saturday we got Melbourne Tassie in Melbourne.
Tassie.
Before they we love playing why John is this, they love why, playing against Melbourne.
This Saturday
Melbourne.
Game. Why is it only one game and it's at 8 o'clock? Like,
don't
why
tell
is it
me.
Not
and then it's a Monday game. Don't tell me.
Yeah.
Breakers Brisbane in New Zealand on Sunday.
Breakers. Sorry, Brisbane, you've know.
Yeah, Breakers by Fitty. Breakers. Like it's gonna be fairly massive.
Hey, it would be massive. 10 points, but that's
what's
my...
the point of asking this one? But Phoenix Illawarra as well.
Don't say what's the point. Illawarra won last time, okay? Don't say that.
That's true, actually. No, you're right. Phoenix Illawarra had Melbourne.
And Illawarra played well, John Kane, to be perfectly honest. So, Phoenix, but not comfortable.
Phoenix.
Not so Phoenix. And Monday, this will be it's another good game more. As well. Cairns and Sydney in Cairns. It's a tough one.
Sydney will finally get their losing streak. I mean, winning streak away will be done. So, Cairns.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Cairns. Sydney's streak will continue.
Like I know I could go to Sydney now after my hot take got broken with Illawarra, but... I'm going Cairns.
I'm going Cairns simply because they don't have anybody to match up on Pinder properly. Like,
well, Cooks might be back by then. Who knows? I've heard.
Nah, he's not going to be back by then. Surely.
Who knows?
You know, it's a Monday game, isn't it? It's Monday, yeah. It's a Monday.
Monday. That's
a long time
away. That's 6 days away.
Yeah, but didn't they say that he was out for like 4 weeks?
And he got injured. Yeah, but he got injured before February break. It's been about 3 weeks now. 3-4 weeks. Yeah, it's been 4 weeks.
Anyway, Jess is like, oh, I don't know.
Anyway, that will do for another episode of the NBL News podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll see you guys next time.